The 9 a.m. regular session of the Franklin County Commissioners Court on Monday, August 24th, 2026 begins here.
This is Franklin County Commissioners Court open meeting on the 24th day of August 2026 at 9 a.m. here in the courtroom in Mount Vernon, Texas. We'll start the invocation. Go, Scott.
Yes. Father, we come to you prayer today. We thank you for the day, for all the blessings. Thank you for our county, for our state, for this nation we live in. Lord, thank you for all the blessings you pour upon us each and every day. God, I pray that you give us wisdom and understanding, and thank you for considering the decisions we make today. And help us achieve correctly. We ask it all, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the American flag first.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the United States, one state, under God, one indivisible.
Oh, comments, anybody?
It's hot.
It's hot?
Yes, it is.
It is. We have our guest from Hopkins County here today, see? All righty. Public comments? No, we have number one. Consider and take action to approve minutes from August 10th, 2026 regular session meeting.
So moved.
Second. They got motion and second. Any discussion after that? All favors say aye. All opposed, the ayes have it. Number two, auto claim against county and authorize their payment. Paris?
The amount submitted for your approval is $186,299.36.
Okay, any questions over the budget? Other than that, the bills? What is the motion?
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number three, monthly reports.
July 2026, monthly report. Constable, $1,150. Tax assessor, $2,050.55. Property taxes, $50,267.65. County clerk, $19,897.44. District clerk, $8,968.25. Justice of the Peace, $25,737.53. Sheriff's Office Commissary, $9,650. Library, $671.37. Interest earned at 3.72% is $33,511.20.
All right, thank you.
Motion
to approve.
Second.
Okay. Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All favors say aye. All opposed. I have a whole bunch of. Number four is record tax 2020 completion certificate of AI training assessment for Allison Whitlock, Andrew Atwood, Angela McClure, Angie Jackson, Beth Hedges, Bobby Mann, Brandon Carr, Brian Gurley, Brooke Russell, Chance. It's not Russell anymore.
No, it's not.
It was them, but not today.
Chance Crane, Chris Allen, Chris Mars, Chris Van Ark, Clint Bain, Christy Gonzalez, Daniel Martinez, Danny Rodriguez, David Zuniga, Dennis McBride, Dustin French, Edward Chadbolt, Ellen Jagger, Gracie Clausen, Isabel Arzola, J.C. Stinson, Jacqueline Mendez, James Hopkins, Janet White, Jennifer Cooper, Jessica Esparza, Julie Baxter, Cass Whitehurst, Katie Elliott, Landon Ramsey, Lisa Lawrence, Mandy Warren, Marie Reeder, Mara White, Matt Hope, Matt Kennedy, Megan Alves, Melissa McSwain, Paulson, Michael Lemons, Michelle Maynard, Paris Tillery, Patrick Ferguson, Randall Lane, Randall Court. Cortinas, Ricky Jones, Robert Moore, Robert White, Robert Zinn, Ryan Hammond, Scott Lee, Scott McKinney, Sandra Blaylock, Shanice Hall, Steve Matus, Talisa Newman, Tio Marquez, Tommy Kennedy, Whitney McCall, Yessie, that was well, Yolanda Williams. Whew, I didn't know we had that many people out here. I didn't know half of them. That's
what's that? There was a bunch of it I didn't know.
So that is recorded. Number five, record the Criminal Justice Information Service Security and Privacy Training Certificate completion for Clifford Banks. Number six, record the 62nd District Court salary for the official shorthand reporter. Number seven, record Franklin County Appraisal District reappraisal plan. In the County Appraisal District, and there it is right there, that is so recorded. Number seven, record the Franklin County Appraisal District's reappraisal plan.
And you just said that.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, number eight. Excuse me. Record the contract of election services with Mount Vernon High School. And that was that one. Now, it says record, but hold on. Election services, but I've got to sign it, right?
It says acknowledge that.
Approved, everybody acknowledge that, yes, okay. So we don't have to vote on that. So that is so recorded and signed. Alright, number nine, consider and take action to approve the sale order agreement from Election Systems and Software. Jesse here?
Yes.
Hello, you are here. Hi. Alright, good to see you. You want to go over this, what is the full order?
One more time?
We
discussed it.
That's right, we did. So if y'all want to explain it again, that's what y'all know.
It's for the purchase of new poll books. The poll books that we currently have are out of date and won't be able to be updated anymore in the future.
We got to have this next election, right? Yes. I'm moving to approve.
Second.
I got a motion and a second.
Well, Dodge, I go that front, John.
Any discussion? Now, where would you like to pay for that, gentlemen? Wherever you think is best, Marla. There's nowhere to sign here. I can't see the question. You are signing. That's all I have. what do you think?
I can take it from the contingency.
And it's $18,000.
I'm saying that the contingency fund will be close to being done by the time we get through with this and the new possible agreement with geothermal to repair the courthouse.
Yes, right.
Well, it won't probably be over.
No. And we'll talk about that in a second.
Right? Yes, there'll be no money for it.
So, okay, we've got a motion in a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Alrighty, number 10, consider and take action to approve the 2027 holiday calendar. I had a chance to look over that. Marla asked me a question about it, and I said, that sounds fine to me. It was about Christmas. Was it the Christmas deal to be a Thursday or Friday? Because the 23rd is a Thursday, 24th is Friday. So, I think that was, I think everything else.
I know it's just the typos, Judge, that prepared.
Which one?
It said approved on September 14th.
It's her fault.
No, it's actually my fault.
Oh, did you? Okay, I'm going to straighten it with it. Mm-hmm.
Previously approved August with correction on the date.
Okay. All right, you're out of
second.
Okay, we got a motion in a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. August. It is August, isn't it?
24th day of August.
Okay, number 11, consider and take action to approve the Texas Generation Maintenance and Generation Maintenance and Services Agreement with the generator located at the north and south radio towers and east annex and west annex and the hub.
And that's just the agreement
for 350, I think. Okay, a week before. that's just, I think the other one was 750 and then this one's just 350 to keep up.
There's two of them there. I think they're 500
though. Oh, I'm sorry. I saw 350.
Is that the north and south towers? The north and south are 315.
And one of them's at the west annex and one of them's at the fuel station.
Yes, 500 for the west annex, 500 for the...
I think they need the sheriff's office.
Police.
Says police station.
Police station.
Oh, I didn't even put that in there. We didn't, that's not what you're signing.
That's not one of them we're doing?
No, we're waiting for one.
So I'll sign that one yet. I like that, that's gonna be agreed to, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I told him go ahead and give me a bid on it so I could give it to Rick, but I didn't need to.
Multi-purpose building, the table's 350.
Oh, no.
Okay, so just up sign the one with the...
With the police station.
Police station.
But is the east and west annex in there?
Yeah.
Something maybe.
It's the west annex and the hub should be in there.
And then the two...
Early tower.
And then the two north and south towers.
There's the annex.
Yeah, that's something.
West, yeah, we got everything.
The pure tower.
All right, any questions over that? Got a motion to approve that? We're doing without the, please. That's whatever's on the agenda here. For the north and south radio towers, east annex and west annex, but not the sheriff's office.
Yeah, I don't know if he's in the freedom of anything.
I think that was sticking with the... Parts of that Winsboro, right?
Which one? Are we, when we're saying police station, are you talking about the city police station or the sheriff's office?
Well, I don't know.
I figured, well, it says 208 Highway 37, so he meant the sheriff's office. And he's put down police station.
Okay.
But he had the correct address, so we're not doing that one.
Okay.
That's not one of those on the agenda. The only thing we're gonna prove what's on the agenda today.
Okay.
North and south radio towers, east annex, west annex, and hub. That's it.
Yeah, probably can.
So move. Okay. They got a motion second, more discussion, all the papers say aye. All opposed. Approved renewal of TAC HEBP benefits and new rates.
And it's me.
You've got those in front of you.
You have those in front of you. We discussed them ad nauseum and workshop.
I'll just do this one. I'll sign this one after that.
it's
just come sit at my desk and we'll make sure everyone.
I'll just do something.
Most of its initials. There's a
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all right. We have a motion to approve those.
It's effective 12-1.
Move to approve.
Second. Okay, got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? Or any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number 13, consider take action to approve amendments to Franklin County employee policy.
And you all have.
Yes. They're highlighted in yellow.
They're highlighted in yellow.
Yeah. So we had a change in funeral leave, adding more, correct?
Yes, we added more to funeral leave.
We didn't have more, we just had changed it up. We didn't have more hours.
No, more employees. I mean, I'm sorry.
More reasons.
Yes. Yes. No.
And then health and dental plans, elected official insurance start upon coming into office.
Yes, 1-1.
Yeah, we talked about that. Mm-hmm. Number 2A-10, proficiency on certification pay.
getting, that just kind of cleans up that deal, the problem we had.
Yes.
With the sheriff's department on the yes. certification plate, it cleans that up. We talked about that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, before it was January 1 of the following year, now it's going to be upon them bringing it into the treasurer's office and themselves.
Yep.
And then it will start the next payroll.
Then on vacation, 2B-4 vacation, employees will be paid from their unused vacation up to a maximum of 80 hours.
Yes.
So we kind of clean that one up. You kind of make a policy and you find out all the problems that it can cause, so you have to go back. That's what we kind of do, just clean up some stuff. And then 2B-5 vacation buyback. What was the deal on this?
It was just in there because we discussed it, but it's, I think they decided not to change anything, right. To leave it as it was.
Okay. Then 1A7, nepotism on the back, relationship we included restrictions caused this policy. Example of stepson would be considered a son. In addition, no personnel action would be taken that result of the employee supervising another employee who is related within the second degree of affinity to the third degree of
consanguinity.
There you go.
Thank you.
Consanguinity. Yeah. In the supervisory employee Southdale, we didn't have that word, Southdale. That's a new word.
Yeah, that word.
Spouses and relatives with the first degree, second degree, same thing. And son-in-law, mother-in-law, brother-in-law, sister-in-law is also in the prohibition. If employees become related after employment and defined in the paragraph above, reorganization creates such a conflict, reasonable time may be provided to resolve the matter. That means they got certain to quit. So what is reasonable time?
Yes, thank you.
Well, that, if it's like,
well, you can say
immediate. Yeah, I mean,
what do you can
somebody's got to resign.
Well, I mean, if they know they're getting married 6 months before they get married, they got 6 months to figure out something, as far as I'm concerned. You know, once that becomes a conflict, I believe that's immediate. Maybe. I don't think reasonable time. I'll just say.
That's what I'm saying. Whatever you tell me will be immediate.
Okay. Your Honor, may I present a counterpoint?
Yes.
So, just for purposes of, I understand your argument, but if there's a position, and say it's a commissioner position, let's say, I don't know who's single on the board up there, but let's say that you get remarried and, you know, just so happens. It's just, because you're
on the
block.
I could be using that a lot.
Well, yes, you could, but I think better of you than that. I think all of you think better of you than that. But, you know, if you got married in, you may have to, like, there may be an election or something, maybe after you get appointed, that may be something beyond just the 6 months that you were engaged. So that might be what reasonable time is for whatever to happen that may need to mechanically happen to replace somebody that's in that supervisory position. If you were the one stepping down, for example, and not your punitive spouse.
Okay, my question would be, should we have a time frame in there, or is reasonable?
I hate to say this because I'm an attorney and I like specificity, but reasonable time is as specific as you can get, because again, you're not going to have the same situation occur both times where you can say that it's exactly going to be 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever. You're going to have some situations that again may require an election, which can take a month or two to get done. And you've got some people that, you know, they're just their supervisor on a janitor position or something, that we've got 13 people lined up to hire somebody else to replace them if we needed to, potentially. So it just, I think, depends on the situation. So I think reasonable time is the correct thing to put there, and then it's going to be kind of up to a judge or something to determine if you were reasonable or not.
And the last sentence says, if neither employee is an elected official and neither chooses to resign, the employee with the less time of continuous service will be, with the county will be terminated. Which, yeah.
Which I think that's probably fair.
Yeah. Birthday.
We got birthday
before. I'll skip one, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Birthday beginning January 1st, 2027, each employee will be given 8 hours to the birthday off. That's
no problem. But it has to be taken within the birthday month.
Oh, okay.
You got a new
thing. I gave you a new one on your desk, on your table, but I don't know. It was on your table.
We had a lot of
okay. So that, we need to add that one.
You have it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, beginning January 20, each employee.
I'll notice it Friday and we fixed it.
You forgot, I dismissed it, I'm sorry.
Harris had it done, and but we didn't get the right copies out, so we repaired that.
Must be taken off for a month. So if your birthday is December 31st.
You got the whole month to take off. December 1st.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
The first day month.
Oh, okay. Okay. I understand.
Whether it's the 1st or the 30th.
Right.
Or the 30th or the 28th of February.
Gotcha. All right. Do I have a motion to approve all that?
So moved.
Got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye. All opposed, the ayes have it. Number 14. Consider take action to appoint Commissioner Scott Smith to the Groundwater Conservation District Joint Committee. I don't know if she asked you, I didn't tell you to put you on there. You're okay with that, aren't you?
Sure.
Okay.
I do acknowledge, but I say it wasn't asked.
Well, we talked about it. We're good. Who's the second? Okay, we got a second. Jody, all in favor say aye. All opposed, the ayes have it.
Who made the first?
2-1. Number 15, consider to take action to approve the issuance of countywide burn ban. I think that we kind of cleaned this up from another one. The reason was, explain that. Marla, we had
a unincorporated areas of the county.
Yeah, for the, this is a burn ban for the unincorporated part of the county, not for the city. So I let them do their own.
Max, I just want to say that, our court and the judge, we go way beyond trying to not to do government control and push on people things that don't need to be done. But a different set of eyes is, if I'm an idiot, and most of y'all agree, I probably am, I start a fire and I burn down three houses down the street, then it's a matter of safety when conditions get this extreme. So, I agree with us not trying not to put on a burn ban and tell people what they can and can't do, but at some point it gets dangerous and it's a safety issue. So, that's really kind of, I'm in support of us having a burn ban at the moment.
Well, I actually got a phone call from Kathy Lawrence. She was me after that. I said, we got on the agenda.
Looking for you, though. That's when it gets serious.
Yeah, Mark Stiller really tore me up or something.
What most people don't understand, fires are like toddlers. You take your eye off of it just for a second, they're gone. Yeah. And it's just kind of one of those things. So in my opinion, it's really more of a safety issue for our residents than it is trying to do government control. But we got pretty...
I was going to burn some stuff Saturday after we got a little running.
Was it Saturday or Sunday? Or
Sunday. Sunday morning.
And find out the KBDI scale. We're at 702, which is the highest level. So that's your moisture in size or lack of moisture.
I know I get y'all happy about it, but I'll agree we probably need it pretty bad. Yes, ma'am.
Does this apply to everybody that burns in the county?
Yes, and now I looked at it this morning, and I'll tell you, Mary, we looked at it this morning in the county that had 15 or 20 different exceptions. Well, if you're going to have a burn, let's have a burn ban. Let's not say, well, if they do this, it's okay for them to do it, and them to do it, and them to do it, and them to do it. No, and then if you want a burn ban, if it's bad enough to have a burn ban, let's do a burn ban. So, yes, that's. And I'm sorry, that's for grilling outside. You know, I'm sorry because things have gotten knocked over. Now, a gas grill is a lot different than a coal out the lake, and they knock some over, a wind comes up and blows the coals away. But, you know, burn bans, you know, it's bad enough to have a burn ban. If it's bad enough for me to have a burn ban, it's bad. Because I'm totally against, like I was saying, government interference. We're telling you. The government telling you how stupid you can be to burn. We shouldn't have to do that, in my opinion. But there's just a lot of people go out there and start working on their fences and welding on their metal fences, which, you know, need to be fixed. Of course, I agree with that. But
this right here is pretty much other people liable for
it. It does, and really, truly, you're liable before without burning. If you burn somebody else's stuff down, you're liable anyway. I mean, this is just kind of, this is just kind of a wear thing for people to say, hey, it's bad, don't learn, you know? And that's kind of like, we're smarter than y'all, so. That's what kind of burns me. I shouldn't have to tell people that, you know, don't burn. I shouldn't have to say that. But there's some that'll burn. They just don't care. Anyway, what's your pleasure, gentlemen?
Motion.
That's it. Okay, got a motion to second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it.
You're up,
Marie. Now, there's a place on here. No, it's not legal. I thought it was. It will be on here to actually put it on the agenda to take it off.
Right.
All right. I will have to, hey, remind me to stamp this. If you want to, if you can stamp that, because it's going to go with you.
Okay.
Just stamp it as you go sign.
Okay.
All right, number 16, conduct public hearing on County Clerk's archival preservation and restoration plan as per Government Code 118.0, 3 minutes per person. And we will start this open right now at 9:26. And we'll probably close at 9:26. We will convene at this time for this, as required by law. Would anybody like to say anything about the County Clerk's archival preservation?
Brooke had a few things she wanted to say.
Well,
she just wanted me to point out that we did recently have the Bible for the Franklin County officials that were sworn in back in 1875. We had that restored with some of these funds. We had some probate and criminal records digitized and repaired. Some property and vital record software was upgraded to allow our constituents and the general public more options, as well as better and easier access to the records. So we had that done recently. We're currently integrating the records into our system so that people can search that online. It hasn't been on there, but since those records were restored, we're currently getting that to where you'll be able to look it up online. And then we have some future projects. We're gonna do the same thing with our civil records. So we started with probate and criminal. We've got several civil records that we're gonna do that with coming up probably 2028, I think she said. And then this year in the archival fund, we've brought in $27,721.02. The records retention fund this year, $31,869.01. And the total combined available balance in that account as of August the 17th was
$424,349. I thought we had to do district card too, but turned up another
not
day.
Any longer.
Oh, really? Okay.
No, that's been that way for about 4 years.
Okay. All right. Any questions from anybody over there? Anybody else like to speak on it? All right. We're going to close it at 9:28. Hey, we did 2 minutes. So we will adjourn that at 9:28, and we will go to number 17 and consider and take action to approve the County Clerk's archival preservation restoration plan. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion to second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. And let me see here. Oh, I signed that. All right. Discussion items. I know we, what, 1:30?
Is it
1:30 in bed? Yes. We'll have a meeting at 1:30 to discuss more budget calls. We're going to vote today, but we made some mistakes in the paper, so we will vote on September 14th, correct?
Yes.
So that'll come up, so that's going to be a little bit before we can get that done next time. So hopefully we got the paper correct.
It's all been in the news
this week. Y'all like to discuss anything that's on here now, or y'all want to wait this afternoon and go over everything this afternoon?
Yeah, come back to this afternoon. I'm moving there.
All in favor say aye. All opposed. Thank you all. All right. Start signing on all of us.